All right, boom.
That we finally got to it.
Boom. We're finally here, like post-COVID podcast. TBH,
yeah, lockdown ends on Monday, they say. You know?
Quote, unquote. Which, well, yeah, not that ends for them. It's not ending for me, that's for sure. Anyway, I said, no, that ended for me still. But yeah, welcome back, guys. It's been a while. Obviously, me and Eb, TBH podcast, you know, deal. Everything music related and everything around it. Glad to be back. What are we talking about today?
What should we talk about? It is, what is it, Saturday now? So, Did you hear the Tion Wayne, Stormzy, and what's it called? Dachavelli.
Tune slap. Tune slap. I don't know. Tune slap. The whole hook, everything. Banged. Banged. I was actually like, okay. All right.
I don't mind that. Yeah, no, I thought it was cool.
Slapped.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. I liked it. They dropped a video for it yesterday, I think, as well.
Slapped.
I saw a little bit of that as well. I didn't see the whole thing.
I must say.
Yeah.
Tion Wayne has been in his bag over the past, what, 2-3 years now. From features to, like, even his own songs, he's been killing it.
Yeah, no, he's not missing. He's you know, like sometimes artists get in a zone where they everything just hits. Like everything just hits for them. So I think maybe he's in that zone, and he seems to be picking everything pretty well. Like, you know, like some people, they just jump on everything, anything.
And then it kind of just messes
up. But every time I hear him, I don't hear him. He's not, like, oversaturated, I would say.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I don't think he's oversaturated in terms of, like, I don't see him on every... It's not, like, every remix of a tune that you see, like, he's on it and stuff like that. But, I hear him, he's cool. And that was a big look, because... Yeah, obviously, because Stormzy was on there. And then Dachavelli's been doing his thing as well. So that was just a sick matchup. Like, everybody just was levels.
It was levels. So, the golden question was Stormzy replying back to a certain someone?
I don't know, because I don't even know if Chip sent for him in the first place. Like, I remember when that tune dropped, and
the way
people were kind of saying, yeah, like, you send them for him and stuff like that. And then I think on the album, which, what did you think of Insomnia anyway, just a side note?
I'm just going to be honest. Skepta. Wait. Hear me out, bruv. I'm just going to be honest, okay? I was pleasantly surprised that I did enjoy the project.
Why didn't people rate Skepta? I don't understand.
No. This is actually a compliment to Skepta.
Okay.
Chip and Skepta would have just been perfect for that project. I'm not a particular Young Ads fan. I found that a lot of the choruses with the oversaturation of, you know, fucking auto-tune vocals, like, which is too much after a while. It was just like, I can't take it. Skepta and Chip, I was always waiting for their verses, always waiting for their hooks. Like, Golden Brown, banger. Waves, banger. So, Golden Brown is nuts.
I was like, whoa.
Golden Brown is nuts.
I just, you know, like, you just, like, run that back. Straight away.
That was just it for me. It was such a, like, if people actually don't realize how solid that project was, but my own personal gripe was that Young Ads just did too, it was basically, it's really? Exactly what Jay-Z said. It was too much auto-tune. Way too much, man.
I thought everyone came as they should have on that album. They all play to their strengths, I do think. I don't think there was too much ads on the album or anything like that. I mean, I just think everybody kind of, it was good. I enjoyed it, to be fair. Like, I enjoyed it.
It was a good, like, it was a really good project. I just heard, like, just my personal gripe was just with Young Ads, I can't lie to you. But I've never really been, I'm not a DBE fan.
Is it a tonal thing, though? Like, you just don't like his tone?
I don't like overusing auto-tune when you do not need to. It's unnecessary.
But
Gunna doesn't do it like that, though. You're chatting shit. Gunna doesn't even do it like that.
I'm asking you a question. What are you talking about?
Gunna doesn't even do it like that. And to be honest with you,
are you ready to admit that Gunna is terrible?
He's not terrible, but Lil Baby is better. Yes, I'm already, man. I'm ready to admit it. I said it. Lil Baby is better.
That's fine, but just in general, Gunner is, he's pretty bad.
I don't think so. I don't think. Hey, his last album that he dropped, Banged, it was probably one of his best projects. It was probably one of his best projects.
Tunes on there that were alright, but.
Realistically, the only reason why I have this gripe is because I'm like that. Even with DBE, like I don't pick up DBE projects and listen to them like that. I'll hear the popular tunes and I'll fuck with that. I'm like, yeah, that's sick. I like that. So with this project, I was like, all right, this is the first time I'm actually listening to a project that has effectively a lot of DBE on it, and it just kept happening. Every time Chip came on, smashed it to you know Chip, lyrical G. Killed it. Skeptic came on, killed it.
I'm glad that he didn't do the whole, didn't get into his auto-tune bag.
Thank you. It would just would have pissed me off, bro.
That could have been a slippery slope.
Oh, fam. And Skeptic killed it. Skeptic killed it on every single feature. Like Golden Brown killed it. Then there's Young Ads. And it's just like... And saying that, though, I'm going to be fair. There was some... When Young Ads was just rapping, it was great. But it's auto-tune. I'm just like, why? Why do you need this? Like, why do you need so much of it?
Don't you like that Waze, though? You don't like the Hook
and Waze? Just auto-tune. Or it's the same thing. It's the auto-tune. The hook was probably good. It's just the auto-tune.
So you hate auto-tune?
I hate when people overuse it.
So how does Travis Scott use auto-tune differently?
Oh, imagine. Travis Scott is a little bit different. I'm going to give you a little bit different. The other thing about Travis Scott as well is that Travis Scott has a bit more tone to his voice. Young Ads, in my opinion, doesn't. He has more tone to his voice. So Travis Scott is along the lines of he can get with those singy type of hooks. Do you know what I mean? Because he's got more tone. You'll hear a Travis Scott song and you'll be like, you know, I get those goosebumps every time. He's got that tone to his voice. So if you're putting auto-tune on it, it's not that bad. It's actually cool. You'd expect it. Young Ads, I don't see it like that. I see, like, you don't actually need... The hook is actually fine. And even if you're going to use auto-tune, you just don't need that much. You can bring it enough that you'll sound cool and people will appreciate the hook. Do you see what I'm saying?
Fair.
Yeah, that's just a personal grab, to be fair. But the project was
solid. It sounds like a personal grab. I'm just like, so many guys use auto-tune and I feel like, auto-tune in general is just overused, right? So I'm just like, I don't know what the difference is with Ads and all the other people, but
it can be.
People say, when he was rapping, you lot weren't listening. So boy, come off with all of that.
To be honest, I can't lie to you. I'm just saying this in general. I'd say even currently now, a lot of the like. Just think about it. Forget about the legends or the greats. Forget about the Rexes pull that aside. Who do you pick up right now by a very minute few who you say, I'm going to listen to you because of your lyrical, like, your flow stuff? You know, it's very minimal. At the moment, who are we even thinking about that we would say you would put along the lines of, they're greats? The last great, in my personal opinion, that was getting there, for me personally, it was probably Bonkers. Bonkers is a lyrical G.
Oh, yeah, Bonkers is...
He's so sick.
Criminally underrated.
Criminally underrated.
And deserves way, way more.
Criminally.
Recognition. Like, he's one of the best.
Like, it's stupid.
Like, hands down, one of the best.
Like, it's actually stupid. So he's like the last artist I could think of where he was at the point where, I'm talking about, you listen to him, the guy is similarly, stories, flowed, everything. Now you're looking at the artists who are dropping stuff. Like I said, you've got your Tion Wayne, you've got your Dutch Vellies, you've got your M24, you've got all these guys coming in. They're producing good music. That's not what the issue is. But you're not thinking to yourself, you know what? Who's a lyrical genius? You're not gonna pick these artists up.
What about Ambush and Ambush.
See, I like Ambush a lot. And is he a lyrical genius?
I like the perspective that he raps on and stuff like that.
I do. I would say, like, the guys that I'm probably, like, high on my list is Ambush and Unknown T. Unknown T.
I listen to a lot of Unknown T, you know. Just the tunes that I come across. Nothing else.
But he's, you know what? He's never fumbled once. Tune, every feature, he's always killed it.
Yeah, like, every time I've heard him when he sounded fine. But I've just not gone into checking further for him or anything like that. Nothing necessarily pulls me in with him on that. But yeah, Ambush, Obviously, Dave.
Would you say Dave is a lyrical like that?
What Dave? Do you know the Dave that I'm talking about?
Santan Dave.
Yeah, Santan Dave.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Is that what you're saying?
Did you ask me if I thought he was lyrical?
As in like a heavyweight. You're saying Dave.
Really? Wait, what is going? Wait, yeah. What?
Really? Dave?
Yeah, seriously.
You sure? 100%.
In comparison to who?
Okay, he's better than most, yes, but... yeah. You sure? You sure? What song in particular are you basing this claim off of?
Lyrically good.
I think he's alright.
I think he's alright.
I'm really surprised.
I don't think of Dave and go lyrical.
Do you think Stormzy's better than Dave?
No, he's not.
I think Dave is better than Stormzy.
But Stormzy has a better flow than Dave.
I don't care. I think
lyrics. Yeah, but Stormzy. No, but.
They'll ask you that. Tell me about flow and cadence and shit. That's not even what we're talking
about. But he does! He has a better.
Why did you actually do this? You said to me, do I think he's lyrically good? Then, when I asked you a question, you said, ah, Stormzy. And then you started conflating it with flow. Who's talking about flow? Just words on paper.
Oh my god!
What is happening?
Oh.
I think.
Yeah. I see your point, but still.
You know what? Welcome back, innit? Welcome back. But I'm surprised that you think that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not saying that. I need to give more ratings to Dave because Dave is sick. Like, don't get twisted. Dave is very, very sick. Very, very sick. I'll give my race name in it. I'm just saying. But anyway,
speak from the heart. It's fine.
I haven't really heard.
Safe space, man.
All I'm saying is, in terms of like the heavy hitters, yeah, the last person who I. Like, to be honest with you, the last person who was probably a heavy hitter lyrically was probably Avelino, who's still going now. The only thing about Avelino is, in terms of music, I don't think he makes. Quote unquote.
He doesn't put out a lot of music.
No, he doesn't.
Like, Avelino is lyric for lyric.
But Avelino's cold. Lyrically, one of the coldest.
He put out a tune a couple months ago, I think. And stuff, but
you see, but just see what I'm saying. Like, I don't think you should release music all the time, but it's like the fact that you said it was a couple months ago, and it's almost like you didn't hear about it. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know because I follow him. I know he definitely put out music. But I know. So yeah, he put out music in April called Pray. He did a video for it too.
That bypassed me, boy.
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot. Lyrically, Lil Sims. Lil Sims is a heavyweight.
Yeah.
Heavyweight. Heavyweight.
Yeah.
She's probably one of the best in the UK currently.
And has been for a very long time.
Like, to be honest, the fact that you have, and I know we don't give a fuck about US cosigns, but Kendrick rates her, Lauryn Hill rates her. That's still big weight behind
we
you.
We don't care about that stuff.
If you're a rapper and Kendrick Lamar is saying you're cold, and he's not saying that about anyone else in this country, you know that's got weight behind it. Even if you don't fuck with the Americans.
Yeah.
Come on, Eb, don't play games.
I'm not in the American-ish.
Eb, don't play games. Okay, forget the bias about the fact that you couldn't give a shit about America.
I'm not in their mood. They're not doing it for me this week.
Fair. But I'm just saying, from a completely like unbiased point of view, if you're a rapper, you're coming up in a game, you're going to be like, yo, that's kind of mad, because he ain't saying that. Look, Kendrick's not saying that about Stormzy. He's not publicly anyway. He's not saying that about Getz or Kane or Wretch or whatever. He's saying that about you. Like, you know that's a big deal. And he's a lyricist. That's what he does. So it's just like, you kind of get why. And then when you look at Lil Sims' music, it actually makes sense. He's not just saying it because he's got nothing to do. It actually makes a lot of sense because of who Lil Sims
is. Latest project, Drop 6.
Sick.
Yeah, I like
Fam.
Sweet,
Short and sweet. Perfect. She's so good, man. She's really, really good.
So, yeah, how do you then? You were like, oh, I don't think that anybody for time.
Yeah, she's like, I'm just. That.
And then you just named like, a bunch of people. Like,
yeah, I just realized. Fit the bill. I realized what I did.
They fit the bill. You know, sometimes, even like, what about, I don't know, I saw there was a thing about Jay Huss though, like.
Jay Huss is not a lyricist like that, man.
Yeah, I know, but I saw that there was something, like, people were talking about him, like, saying he was. I don't know, like, yeah, they were talking about his lyrical ability and stuff.
I mean you think more flow and cadence, I can't lie to you, than lyrics when it comes to Jay Huss. And delivery. And to be honest, hits. He makes the best, probably the best hits in the UK in terms of, like, artists and the reach. You can say Stormzy to a degree, but that's not preference, because
Take Me Back to London.
No, it wasn't actually. That's a fair point. What's no, the last one was Own It with Burna and Edge. Come on, that was fucking number two or number one or something like that. I think it was number one.
Yeah, I think it went. Yeah, it did go number one. I remember.
Yeah, it was number one. Yeah, it's a big tune. Big tune. Mm. Whether you fucked with it or not is a different story. I like.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, no,
I quite,
of course,
I quite
no,
like
but
it.
Yeah, so back to it. Stormzy, Chip, bar for bar, who you got?
Oh, Chip. If he was sending for Stormzy, Chip won that, because Chip absolutely slaughtered him. If.
Because he called him mutton.
No, I don't know. I think it was just. It's just, you know, Chip is so slick with just how he does things. Don't get me wrong, Stormzy's reply was sick. But Stormzy's reply was even.
I actually have Chip as well. I'm just wondering what. I don't think the subs were both light, innit? Like the light jabs.
They were light. Exactly. It wasn't. No, come on, it's nothing like Wiley and that. These were just like I was just talking off the cuff, basically. Like I wasn't even really.
Plus, he said he didn't know. So he's like, I don't really know what's going on here. But hey.
But then the thing is, we don't know if that's who we were sending. It sounds like it, but we genuinely don't know if that's who we were sending for.
Yeah, low key, it feels like, I don't know, because I don't even know, to be honest, when that tune, when Waves dropped and people were kind of saying that about Chip, I was thinking, where's that even come from? Sometimes, you know, the internet gets a bit carried away.
Everyone wants Chip, they always want Chip to just battle someone, because they just want
to. Yeah, I know.
That's all they want. Nah, legit.
That's why I'm glad that they dropped that Insomnia project, because it was a full-length project. Obviously, Chip's been dropping his full-length projects and stuff like that, but that was a full-length project that held people's attention.
Yes,
and
kind 100%.
Of reminded people, I think, that he's an artist. Like, he's not just here to battle and do, like, diss tracks and videos online and stuff.
Yep.
Like, the guy's an artist, so, like, here he is, like, giving you content.
100%.
Outside and of, like, this.
Did you watch...
Yeah.
Did you watch his Insta Live when he was going through?
Yeah, I did, but then it was kind of like, I watched it for a little bit, but then it just started slow and I didn't really have the patience at the time. I've watched so many Insta Lives. I've never watched so many Insta Lives in my life.
In my life, I've watched more Insta Lives in the whole of lockdown than I have in my entire life. I'm not even joking.
Yeah, I had never, any time I saw that so-and-so is going live, I had never clicked on ever in my life, like, until this lockdown, and then all of a sudden, I'm just on Insta Live for, like,
it's nuts.
Hours.
It's nuts. Saying that, actually, on the topic while we're here, have you seen any of the verses?
Yeah, I've seen bare of them. I think I've seen more or less all of them.
All of them, innit? I think the only one that I didn't see was the Jagged Edge one.
The T-Pain one. And
T-Pain one was good.
The Manny T-Pain Fresh one with Scott Storch. I didn't see that.
That one was pure comedy.
Yeah, I didn't see that one. So there's a few of them that I've missed. So I know those two for sure, and I'm probably sure there's another one that I didn't check. Oh, I didn't see the 112 and Jagged Edge one either. I just forgot.
Yeah, did I fall asleep?
I completely forgot because I just forgot. I remember I woke up the next morning and I saw some people. I was like, oh yeah, that was yesterday, wasn't it?
The Beanie Man one smashed though. Was sick.
Oh yeah.
Beanie Man versus
That was amazing. That was the best one. I think that's probably why I forgot to see the 112 and Jagged Edge, because I felt like we actually reached the apex of what this Insta Live thing is supposed to be. And now it's just, you know, it's done.
I agree.
I think that's why I probably forgot, because I thought after that clash, I was like, this was amazing.
This was great.
That's
how I felt with the Jill and Erykah Badu one.
That one
I just
was
felt,
amazing too. I really enjoyed
that one. Touched my heart. Like that was mad. Like, that was so sick.
Yeah. So some of the other ones, yeah. Like I didn't see the T-Pain one. I never saw the Scott Storch one, and I didn't see 112 and Jagged Edge. I didn't see no chat about it either. So I'm assuming it wasn't that good.
The Jagged Edge one, I'm assuming it wasn't, because no one spoke about it.
Yeah, I'm assuming it wasn't good, because I didn't even see anybody even like really saying anything about it.
No, they didn't actually. They actually didn't.
But Versus have been good. That was actually really good. It came at a good time.
It did, I must say. And yeah, they patterned it really well. And I need to see Timbaland go up against Neptunes, though. That's the one that they really need to do.
They're washing him.
You know who the Neptunes are?
Did you say the Neptunes are washing?
The Neptunes are washing just about everybody, to be honest.
Are you 100% sure about that?
Absolutely. The Neptunes are washing just about everyone.
You're 100% sure about that?
Yeah. Who you got?
100%.
Timbaland. You want to hear Nelly Furtado tracks?
Why did you go see? Do you see why? This is why I know black people are bad vibes. Why did you go? No, but why did you go to Nelly Furtado tunes? You know, this is why black people are bad vibes.
All right.
Person can't have bad one. And it's not even a bad song, yeah. It's just the least of the song. No, why did you go there? No, why did you go there? Because you knew what you were doing. You knew exactly what you were doing when you went there. You knew it. That's why I was waiting for you to say it.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. I'm asking you a question. You want Timbaland to drop his name?
You know what you're doing.
So when Timbaland goes into the pop lane, you want him to drop the Nelly Furtado tunes, Justin Timberlake tunes.
You know what you're doing. You know.
Who else has he produced pop music for? Maybe like Robin Thicke or somebody like that.
Yeah.
Might have a Madonna.
You know what you're doing. All I'm saying is, it's a very, very good battle.
Definitely has some Beyonce tunes, like, or something. Like,
Neptunes, you know, they did.
No, Neptunes produced one. I'm like, who, like, just genre-wise.
He's literally done everything. The country, pop, R&B, hip-hop. He has. He's that versatile. He's done everything. Timbaland. Country, pop. Hip hop. Yeah. He did a couple Tim McGraw tunes,
yeah,
bro.
Tommy and Nelly. I know how you are. But Timbaland. Bubba Sprax, them man.
Oh man, that is funny. That is actually funny.
No,
are you looking?
Yeah, I'm looking. Bubba Sprax. I don't know who Sebastian is. Oh yeah, that One Republic tune. It's too late.
Thank you. Thank you. And that tune slapped as well. I get out of here, bro.
When Ariana drops like God Is a Woman, it's outfit. Or when Neptunes drop Grind. Neptunes has so many fucking tunes. Up until when did they?
I didn't actually even realize Neptunes.
When did Chad and Thingy stop recording together properly, and then Pharrell stop?
It must have been 2011.
Maybe, cause when did they drop that tune? Was it Girls Nose? Let me look now. But anyway, I don't think Timbaland wins, cause Timbaland didn't even win against Swiss Beats when they did the first versus battle.
Oh wait, he lost.
Yeah, the first versus battle was Swiss and Tim, and Swiss, I guess, because he has, I guess maybe just the way, because he's more of a showman, so the energy wise, even if the tune, he just isn't as good. That's kind of how he beat Just Blaze as well.
but to be honest though, Swiss has hits though.
He's got hits, but he's not got hits.
He does have hits. In come on.
You can't
get off the top of my head. I'm gonna have to go.
Yeah,
and look.
No. I mean, I'm thinking of like some of the bigger songs that I know that he's produced. And I can only really think of like the Jay-Z ones. To be fair, Yeah, that's probably.
I think that's why I said that.
Part of. Don't know any smashes. I don't know, but Swiss
Be
beat
good
him.
Man.
Swiss beat him, and I think the Neptunes beat just about everybody, and Pharrell beats just about everybody. Yeah. And yeah, that's probably why they can't get him to do it. Cause he's just like, even Diddy was saying that he wouldn't do like a battle with anybody because he's just like, you got all small ways to me.
Yeah, to be honest, Diddy's he's kind of on another planet. It doesn't even make sense. Diddy's on another planet. They're on another planet. They're not small boys. Listen.
Kanye, them lot is not.
Someone said Kanye versus Drake, and then you just realise you have no idea who Kanye is. Someone said Kanye versus Drake.
What, as a producer?
No, as in like hits.
Oh.
Kanye has more hits. That doesn't bother me. Kanye definitely has more hits.
Yeah, no, but we're not at a stage yet where people, I think, are clocking that some of Drake's hits haven't aged very well at all.
Most of Drake's
hits. What was that
crash
that Signal did? Drake v Rihanna.
Yeah, oh man, you got
even though the selection was a bit mad.
Yeah,
even though the Drake selection was a bit nuts, some of that music that was playing just it wasn't.
It didn't slap, no.
Yeah,
but that's all of
that, like that.
And that wasn't even.
And you think
his,
and you think
some
like,
of it wasn't even his newest stuff. That's the funny
the
thing.
And you think about the time it slapped, like. Yeah, it was sick then, but then you've played it like 5 years later or whatever. And it's like, oh, this is.
Ain't nobody really going back to them tunes, man. Sorry.
Pardon?
Ain't nobody going back. I said, ain't nobody going back to them tunes. You're not going back to them tunes. You're going back. You're actually more prone to go back to Rihanna tunes than you are Drake.
Like, the hits, that's why she won. But. The Drake selection could have been better, but even still, I think, yeah, like, some of his hits, they haven't, like. They don't really sound the best now, so maybe if you pull them up in a clash like 10 years from now, they're not really going to sound as good as like Stronger or something like that.
Yeah, I agree.
Or like Touch the Sky and all them, like the commercial hits that cut through.
Yeah, I agree.
We'll see. Any time will tell.
Well, on that side, shout out to There Is No Signal though, because they have been killing it. In this lockdown, bruv, they have been.
I never thought I'd listen to radio properly.
Honestly,
again,
they have really done remarkably well.
I look forward to listening to like slots, like so and so's on.
Yeah.
I haven't done that in time. Like I don't.
In
do
time.
It. Yeah, I haven't done it in time, so I didn't think I would do it. But yeah, they just the way they set the whole thing up, the way it's delivered.
So good. It's presented so well.
It's incredible. I like it.
Aesthetically, it's so well. They just—it's like a radio for the people. They're championing, like, I love the fact that they're championing a lot of like, obviously they got a lot of black DJs. They're championing black music, but it's just it feels like a really positive movement. Like it feels like people are like, and it's not even just like it's one or two. It's like collectively. A big, large group of people are saying, like, we fuck with this shit. Like, this shit is good. And actually, we don't just fuck with this shit because we got to support our people. We fuck with this shit because this shit is good.
No, like, people genuinely, like, invested. Like, no, this is
good.
Happen.
It's dope. Very, very dope.
Yeah, no.
NS10v10, like, has just, like, I always look forward to it. I always look forward to them. Like,
yeah, I haven't,
they
I
make up
I
my
don't,
roots.
I don't check them for all of them. Like, the, I know they restarted them recently. Mm-hmm. And I actually haven't listened to any since, but that's just because I've been busy around that time and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Have they been good?
They've been so good. The first the episode, which was just diabolical, was 90s music versus 2010s R&B.
Yeah,
Richard Blackwood.
Go, man.
No, but you know what, yeah? I'm not even gonna lie to you, yeah? I love 90s music.
Yeah, I know.
The reason why that battle went left was because Richard Blackwood was playing tunes. You know them tunes, yeah, that you fuck with? But not a lot of other people really. They didn't really.
Yeah,
that's not
yeah,
really
yeah.
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because if you're talking, because you have to understand something, yeah? The tunes that they were playing, because it was 90s versus 2010 music. So not 2000,
okay, yeah.
It's 2010. I'm not gonna lie to you. Yes,
who
2010. Ray Black.
Oh, okay, cool.
So it was RB versus RB. It was like obviously Ray Black threw on like PND, Break from Toronto. He's thrown on some kitchen cleaning tune that you don't do that.
He's thrown on the old man tune on a Sunday. You know.
What's going on? You had a whole Michael Jackson, Prince, like fuck it, even Stevie Wonder, your tune's there, and then that's like you had the whole 90s R&B section, everything. You didn't do none of it.
What did he play?
Go to like if you go to playlists, you'll see it. Like some of the times you're just like. No, because look, some of them I was just like, why did you play this? No, I legit think he won like two rounds.
They were like the super deep cuts. When he was crate digging and like he got the white label that nobody had. It's exclusive. Is that it? Bruh. So basically I guess he lost.
Yeah, he got bitterly. Bitterly.
But 90s, there's a lot of 90s music. I don't get it. How could he
he shouldn't have lost that. Even if you don't fuck with 90s music, he shouldn't have lost that. There's no way he should.
Why wouldn't he fuck with 90s music? Wouldn't he have been like doing his thing around that time anyway?
He fucks with a completely different 90s music. That's the problem. '90s, that was sick. Yeah.
That was so good. That was such a good way to close as well for like the battles that they had been doing and stuff. That was a really good way. They were both just like good vibes, really high on energy. It was just sick.
Yeah, so I'm surprised that
did he not listen before or something? And just like,
this is what I'm saying. People, because you see the thing about NS10V10, like it's not about the tunes that slap to you. It's about the tunes that you know are gonna slap to everyone else. That is really and truly that's how you win this game. Because if I play the tunes that I like,
people are just gonna be like,
"What are you doing?" I did a battle the other day.
I didn't like track 7. Why are you playing that?
Exactly. Oh, I did battle the other day, and it was like I was representing Kanye and someone else was representing Jay-Z. I played Last Call. It was just like one on Zoom, Kanye versus Jay-Z, and I played Last Call. I won obviously because come on, it's me. But obviously I played Last Call, and I was like, this is a fucking tune.
Nobody was rating it.
I was like, all of you are just unhinged, uneducated.
That's so funny. See? But that's what makes it fun. Because people will really pull it up thinking, everyone's going to feel this in their heart. And then it's just like, bro, why did you play that? What are you doing? What's going on here?
I proper thought I had it, but no, it didn't slap still.
That's
just slapping sliders.
Yeah, no, the battle thing is cool. I liked just as a last thing on it, Skepta J5, that was jokes.
Skepta was the
best one I've seen from here. And then there haven't been too many. And then the NSG, Afrobeat. Oh yeah, that one was a little bit weird because like, it was good. But then sometimes when the banter doesn't quite match up, and it's I'm not sure if this is friendly, but it's doing a thing where it's I'm not sure what the temperature is here, so I'm not really sure.
I know. It was a little bit like you were just unsure. It didn't feel banterish kind of thing.
I was just a little bit unsure, so I couldn't really. I guess it took away a little bit of the enjoyment of watching it because I was just I'm not really sure what's happening here. Because you see what happened, like a little, it spiraled into this thing with Western, and then it's just like, whoa, like this is all going a bit mad now, like, you know, and all the rest of
it. That would have been an interesting battle because I actually don't know who would have won that.
Western would have won that, what do you mean?
I feel like Western would have won that.
I know.
However, the difficulty is that people fuck with NSG's music heavily. I love the music. So it's because of the reaction, you know? And that's what I'm saying. It's exactly what you said, Jay. Even when you look at, like, Swiss Beats versus Tim, because of how they're responding to their own music, that can sometimes be the biggest difference. Not necessarily even if the song's better. So with NSG songs, like, you hear it, like, in all fairness, Western have more hits. So NSG might win with OT Bop, and they'll win with Options, and they'll win with blah 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 blah. Like they'll win with them tunes. Hear me out, hear me out, hear me out, hear me out, hear me out. There's a possibility they'll win with those tunes.
Yeah,
but you're forgetting that Western's got Into, they've got Medusa, they've got Stardog, they've got Schwarma. There's too many Western songs, and I just don't think NSG don't have that kind of range, personally speaking.
For sure, definitely. So yeah, like that whole thing's kind of spiraled, and yeah, so the Afrobeat and NSG one was cool, but it was a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
It would be good to see some more UK ones though.
Yeah, it'd be good. It'd be good to see maybe a Kano versus Getz, like a D double versus something.
It's never gonna happen. Sorry, not Kano. Getz was doing well. He wasn't doing against anyone, but he was doing like live sessions, like in his garden and stuff. And
I saw that.
Yeah,
He was doing his tour. He did his tour in his yard, didn't it? Hey, you gotta be innovative, man. You ain't got no choice.
Of course, man. You gotta try and do something like right now. Insta live concerts and all of this. I think they said Tory Lanez did a deal with YouTube to do through there and stuff after the quarantine radio and that. So yeah,
Smashed it. That's one good thing.
People didn't think that they would be able to work and do certain things whilst not being able to like go outside. But people have just been able to kind of figure out, okay, cool. So I can still jump online. I can still set up this and do it this way through video chat and blah blah blah. So it's been good. It's just giving people like new ways of, it's like forced them to think and like expand the way they're like approaching certain bits of work and stuff like that, and music and creative. So definitely it's been good in that sense.
The other major thing that's been happening as well, obviously, as we've seen, rest in peace George Floyd. Was
rest in peace. That's
a bit nuts still, but I mean,
What did I say at the beginning? Ovi. it's a bit nuts, isn't it?
It's a bit nuts, man. I've been, obviously, I'm on social media.
Yeah.
You read all stuff.
We were talking earlier,
And you just read stuff and you're just like, what? Like, why are you doing that? I've literally, my block button has been powerful these past 2 days. Because I'm actually like, I actually said it. Block and mute. I'm not fucking retweeting these people anymore. I'm not arguing with you about why you need to understand why you shouldn't judge me because of the colour of my skin. I'm not arguing with you anymore. I'm blocking you and deleting. Off. I ain't got time for that shit.
I'm not arguing with you.
Why do I need to convince you that my life is important? Why do I need to convince you with 280 characters? Why don't you know that? Why are you stupid?
People are just stupid, man.
They're just
extremely ignorant to the point that they're just, you know, like people come committed to one point of view and they're so rigid in that point of view that they just don't want to, they never want to like change it. Doesn't matter what new information they get, they're just committed. Like, this is it. You know, you've been watching Insecure, innit?
Yeah.
Are you all caught up?
Yeah, I'm waiting for the next episode to come out.
You watched the latest episode where, what's it called, Andrew's brother was doing Devil's Advocate and all that shit.
Is that bullshit?
That's exactly...
Bullshit!
Yeah, of course.
I said this to someone the other day, and I was saying, do you know what the biggest problem about everything that's going on is that we sit here and we're always in a constant argument about this is what you need to do so that you don't get this response.
Yeah.
My argument is, it doesn't matter what we've done. If I haven't slapped you or killed you or whatever, it's not an excuse to then say, I've got to compromise how I am as an individual because of the colour of my skin. Because if someone else does the same thing that I do with a different skin tone, there's no issue. There's no issue whatsoever. And it's been proven time and time again. So I think playing devil advocate is just such bullshit. Why is it constantly like that? It's rubbish.
Yeah, So this is what I'm saying about people just being rigid in their views, and just regardless of any new information, they just don't want to change. And then when it comes to obviously like topics like race, people are very highly they're highly defensive. Like John Boyega, he's on his Twitter or whatever. He's just saying something that makes complete sense. I hate racist people, and people are in the comments trying to do what? What are they doing in the comments? They're like, arguing against it, you're just showing yourself. What is going
you
on?
You are like,
it's like we're living in, like, literally, like, we're in the Matrix. Because
yeah.
Why did it make sense for you to go and be like, but not all, and
you're why?
Just, and you're just
why?
Saying things like, well, that's not good. You can't say that. Blah. It's like, but if it doesn't apply,
it shouldn't trigger you. Like, and this is like this is literally yeah. This is the nail on like this is the nail on the head.
Imagine a fundamental point.
That point itself is literally like that. That's what the reason why I loved it so much is like if you say, oh, I fucking hate racists, you've got two choices. If you know that's not you, you literally don't have to say anything because you know that's not you. You don't have to convince anyone that that's not you. It's not talking to you. However, if that triggers you that much that you need to justify
it,
you need to check yourself.
Yeah, you need to check yourself.
You have to check yourself.
Have a little word.
You know, you need to have a conversation with your own self, bro.
Because
like,
do all of that because
that's mad.
Yeah, it's shown a. This whole week has just been one of those weeks where like, just a lot of people are coming out, and some people are coming out saying things, thinking that they're saying things, and it's like, nope, you sound nuts. Like, who's my man? What's his name? Miles Morales. Like, what's it called? Into the Spider-Verse guy. Shameik Moore. Talking about Rosa Parks. Should have taken a Prius. Should have taken a cab. She's like,
oh,
she's taking an Uber.
Oh my god. How can you say? No. We need to deep this.
This is why I haven't been in the mood.
This is why there is regression sometimes. How can you say there are black owned cab companies? She should have taken a cab. Why? Am I not allowed to execute my basic human right and travel where I'm supposed to? Why? And this is exactly what my point is. They're always constantly telling us to take the high road. Fuck the high road. I'm not taking no high road. It's my basic human right.
It's the thing of like, why is it now that you decided that you'd like to chat and share this? Why did you want to share this? I don't think I've ever seen him come up on my thing.
Never. Not once.
And suddenly, you know, he's and like this activist. Maybe he was always like that, I'm not sure. But he really felt like he was saying something that was,
he really did.
Know, like groundbreaking.
He really did.
And made complete sense. Even in his defence, because the Rosa Parks thing was in his, he was trying to defend like the point.
What else he was saying, yes, exactly, yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, even Rosa Parks, you know, I don't know if she knew, but there was black owned taxi cabs back then.
What?
You know what, like I saw that tweet in the middle of the night. I went, went on Twitter, I saw it again, like just as like, you know, it says I'm like, no, I'm back to this because I can't believe this is what he said.
It's not
trying to like defend his
it's
point.
Not and then it's even like
also,
you know
also just also, just quickly just like to finish, but that is also like a prime example, like do this. Things like this always show that people don't know there's a time and a place for every conversation.
As Frank,
you know, like right now, certain conversations, it's
thank
not
you.
The time.
It's not the time. It's not the time.
It's
not the time.
It's grossly insensitive.
It's not the time. You know why it doesn't actually even make sense? You're not having these conversations when, like, for example, exactly what you said, someone has lost their life, has been murdered by police unlawfully. Now is the time where you're supposed to speak up and say it shouldn't be happening. Not, now's not the time where you should be saying, you know, maybe we need to do this or do that so that we become less of a threat or we're a minimal threat or we don't look so thuggish. Fuck off.
Those types of thought patterns are so, like, dangerous because they imply that you're already below and less than. And
exactly.
You put that out to people and it's just, I'm not on it. Like, I'm
exactly. And this is what we're talking about life. Look, I don't give a flying fuck about your opinions. If I have a heart and I'm breathing, it doesn't matter about the color of my skin, I deserve the exact same rights as you do. You can't come and tell me that I need to act differently because of the color of my skin.
It's
basic. And what's pissing me off is that black people are arguing against that. As in the very ones... they aren't trying to get to that.
Taken a cab.
How come man said she should have taken an Uber? Are you stupid? Are you stupid? Are you dumb? Are you stupidly stupid?
And then obviously, like other people, they'll say that we need to respect ourselves and
Oh my god. Oh, oh Jesus.
How can we do this before that? Like, yeah, you guys.
All right, do you know what the worst one was? This was the one I was sitting at work and I literally nearly threw my computer out the window. I saw a tweet, I can't remember who it was, and it was, we just need to love ourselves first. Who the fuck told you that we didn't love ourselves first?
Big facts.
Who the fuck told you that that was the problem? Oh, so did the man, did George Floyd have this man's knee on his neck because he didn't love himself? Who the fuck told you that? Are you stupid? Why do you think that is the right time to say something like that? That's madness.
Yeah, but
it's madness.
It's frustrating and
heavily.
It's ridiculous, honestly. Like the things that I've seen this week from people, it's just been ridiculous.
It's
like,
nuts.
Like,
man.
I said, I've been making use of that mute button.
Oh man, that block button has actually been. But one of the best things.
I think the mute button is low-key better because when you don't follow them, but someone's retweeted them onto your thing, just mute them. You just never see
them.
Sometimes it's just that I might see someone, like, it just might be retweeted or something like that. I'm like, I don't want to see nothing like this.
I block people who have these, like, you know, people are up there saying...
Hey, you're always arguing with people online.
As I'm getting older, I'm having less and less time to argue with people. I will only argue with you if your point is so stupidly stupid, it is beyond even my own incompetence sometimes. No. Because I'm just like, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but this is stupid. Like, this is really bad. Like, this is a level of stupidity that it all sorts of questions are coming out at this point.
Yeah, that's why I got W. Rage. It was carnage. Honestly. Absolute chaos. Timelines on absolute chaos every hour. Oh my god. This whole year has just been crazy.
It's been nuts, fam.
RIP to George Floyd.
RIP to George Floyd, man. RIP to everyone who's passed away over the past couple of months. I know there's been a few cases, like.
There's been loads. And that's just, and of course, those are just the ones that we get, that we see.
Yeah.
But there's just loads and loads. And to bring it back here, the woman at Victoria Station, Majinga, I think is Majinga, how you say her last name.
Yeah.
I believe so. Hopefully I didn't mess that up. But RIP to her, because that was completely unnecessary.
Unnecessary, man.
Avoidable.
Shouldn't have had to live a life without,
and it's
man.
Just, the whole thing, it just disgusted me to, like, I was like, cannot believe that this is something that's, that just happened. And then, of course, they said yesterday they won't be pursuing it any further.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Even though apparently the act of spitting carries a 6-month sentence as it is. I don't even know what.
And I'm telling you, they have footage of that man doing it.
Of course.
They have footage of that man doing it.
There's CCTV operating.
Exactly. Fuck off. You know, in the middle of TFL, like, as in, like, that. I don't even want to hear it. I can't even lie to you. I don't want to hear it.
Everyone should just be ashamed. They still want to pursue it. I was just like, this is unacceptable, man. Like, honestly, this is super unacceptable.
I'm actually pissed, bro. Like, I was actually pissed. I just saw it and I was like, you can't even get justice for someone murdering a member of your family. Like, imagine that. Because I'm telling you now, if she wasn't black, it'd be a different story.
Yeah, media feeding the, like, all, like, obviously highlighting the fact that, you know, black people, Asian people are disproportionately, like, affected by COVID and stuff. For someone to potentially, as, not saying that was the case, but he used that against this person.
Yep. That's a very, 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 very big point, you know. It was from.
Listen, so many things, yeah. Not to get people down. We've gone super deep.
But it has to be said. I stand by the fact that there are some people who should use their platform to talk about these things, and there are some people who should just shut the fuck up.
Are you talking about influencers?
Yeah, there's a whole lot of them. There's some people that they should use their platform because they were already talking about these things before. You and I will both talk about these things on a personal level, on a social media level, like we will.
If you care and it's something that you want to talk about and you've been maybe talking about it previously, then talk about it. But come on, let's not act like we don't know, like, a lot of public figures are, like, two-dimensional in their views. and don't really stand on it and don't stand on any side, even if they look like us or don't.
Yes, exactly. Or
participate
exactly
in this culture and stuff like exactly that. Exactly. Like, you know.
And I think that's where the
we're all aware of that. So it's kind of like that when I see people kind of like, oh, this person's been quiet, you do this in our culture, you know.
But that's where I think that's exactly what you said. Sometimes you think because you look like us, you will understand, you or you have some sort of understanding. But actually, what's really revealed itself in the past, you know, 2-3 days, which we, I'm sure we knew, but it's become really apparent, is that just because you look like us doesn't mean you actually understand what the actual struggle is. Even if you haven't experienced it, like civil war and all that kind of things, you have to understand that we are against a we are as a minority against racial injustice. Even if you don't experience it personally, someone else has. So how can you invalidate we're talking about a majority of a minority. It's just what I'm saying to you. It don't make no sense. Why are you being a devil advocate for? Like, what are you doing? Because you know what? You know what people need to realise? Being a devil advocate is not going to help you, because when your time comes, no one's going to give a flying fuck.
This is the thing. Just pray that you don't become a victim.
But this is it. But the issue is, but the issue is that people, and this is what's so annoying, is people then won't switch on until they become a victim. Why does it take that? Why do you now have to be in a place where you experience that for you to realize your brothers and sisters are saying to you, yo, we're being treated differently because of the color of our skin? Like, do you see what's going on?
Sometimes, you know, it's just willful naivety and, you know, just a bunch of different things. And yeah, just gotta be careful. Know who's who.
Yeah, basically.
And just move accordingly.
Very much.
Because, yeah, it's mad out here. And
trust.
It really is. And then, it's like I nuts. Said, like there's people calling for certain people, like influencers, stuff to chat. It's just like, I don't think it's important if they say anything or if they don't.
Yeah. Yep. That's the message right there. Oh, yes. All right, let's do this wheel up then.
Oh, yeah, here's your wheel up.
So my wheel up today, this tune is fucking sick. I found it on There Is No Signal. It's by a girl called Gaydar. I don't even know if she's British or whatever, but yeah, she's fucking sick. Like, she's amazing. Song's called Falling Higher. It's just, yeah, it's beautiful, man. The song just sits, man. Alright, cool.
Can't hear nothing, you know, man. Bobbing his head, all of that. I can't hear anything. I can't hear it.
How you can't hear that?
I can't hear it. I could just hear this, like, I don't know that. What is that? A hi-hat.
Yeah.
Oh, it's started now. Okay. No, I don't know what's going on. It keeps cutting out, but I'm sure it's good. Trust
me. No, I'll send it to you still.
But that's another thing about No Signal, right? You discover it.
Oh, damn. The ID Pizzle Tree. Billy G. They play tunes.
Oh, you know why I can't hear it? Is it playing for your, what's it called? Is it playing
for
your
my
AirPods?
Phone. No, it's playing from my phone.
Oh, okay, because I can only hear it a little bit, and then I was thinking, wait, maybe it's...
So that means it's my air... Or are you hearing it via my... Am I speaking via my... I can't even actually remember.
Oh, you might not even be speaking through the mic, you know.
That's a good point. I didn't use the mic for this. That's why...
I actually can't hear it.
That's why. That makes sense.
My wheel up for this week is Ling Hustle. It's actually, I think, it's not stated as an interlude on her... She dropped a project at the top of last week, actually. And called Spirit Soul, and this tune is actually only a minute. It's like a minute and 10 seconds or something like that. But it's just hard. But it's not stated as an interlude. But yeah, it's called Deep End, Ling Hustle, and it's off her new project called Spirit Soul. Can you hear it?
I can hear it.
But yeah, I like Lynn Hustle, man. She's doing a lot.
She's really good.
Yeah, but this tune is only a minute. You know, like when artists do like a track that's literally like an interlude.
Oh my god!
And then the interlude.
That's P&D like to do that shit, man.
One day, yeah, we should chat about like interludes that should have been. There's a lot that I would like, why wasn't this a full song? Yes, there's quite a few. I know this was a full song. You just cut it down. Like, where is it? But yeah, Ling Hustle, Deep End, pretty much gonna end now. Yeah, I was like, wow, I can't believe that just ended.
Summer Walker does a lot of that shit. Her last, the last project that she dropped was literally like
what
that. Album? Not the album, the one before that. It was just basically when she had the little EPs and stuff. And some of them slapped. All of them slapped. They all slapped. Like they were all sick.
I don't know why they do that. It's really R&B artists that do it. It is. Every now and again, like a rapper might have like an interlude. Like Tyler's got one. Tyler actually has one on each album, other than the last one for me. I'm like, oh, this should have been longer.
But R&B
artists love that. I think Bryson Tiller even has like one interlude that I'm like, why wasn't that longer?
Yeah, he loves it. All of them. Yeah, why?
Where is Bryson Tiller? What happened?
Where is Bryson Tiller?
What happened though?
The last tune he released was, I think it was cancelled.
He was releasing tunes on SoundCloud, and I thought that was a little bit weird. I wasn't sure what was going on there.
Yeah, I think he was trying to go back to, because that's where he popped, isn't it? That's where it was starting.
I thought they were just like the label's just testing a song on SoundCloud to see if it pops, and then they'll put it on stream.
But then he had a little.
Because Kalani was doing the same thing.
Yeah, she was. But he had a little one, so I think that might have been it.
Mm.
He had a kid as of recent, like she was only born. Yeah. No, she was born a little bit a while ago, actually. She's been like 6 months
ago. Yeah, but still.
Em's like, I don't care.
Just wondering. Of course, go do life, innit? Black had a kid too, but he gave us chins.
It's true, actually. And Black's coming out with more music as well.
Yeah, just what I'm saying. He dropped a freestyle the other day. Like,
he's out here. That's true. That's a good point, actually. Sorry, Bryson, I can't fight for you.
That is what.
But yeah, it's a good episode, man.
I'm glad that this was dope, man.
We're
able to do one, and hopefully we can do some more and stuff like that.
Yes, we have now figured it out.
It's mad because last episode we were really kind of laughing and joking about like Corona.
Yeah.
And then, hey, literally it should be like 72 seconds later. Yeah, so about that, everything we said, because we were literally like, I listened to the last episode, I was like, we were really joking around, and then it all hit the fan. Because the last episode we did, the lockdown started a week after? Yeah, like a week afterwards, because I remember that week we were supposed to record, and that's when everything was like, you all have to close and stay in your house, and people were doing like, you know, the pictures of the shelves and stuff with nothing on it.
And it was just all
a bit crazy, toilet paper, antibacterial gel, all of that. People are going to look back on this time and think, what were you lot doing?
Literally.
But yeah.
TBH podcast, baby. We'll see you guys on another episode.
Cool.
I'm enjoying my drink on a Saturday night as per. But yeah.
You know the deal.
Subscribe.
Question. What made you start running? Because I saw everybody was running. And then I saw you were running as well.
Mine's a bit of a weird one actually. I started
just as a final question, you don't have to go bare into it, but like at one point I was like, why is everybody running? And then I saw the Nike app, and then I was like, and then I saw you were running. I'm like, oh, you're running, like you're out here running.
No, I'm running.
Congratulations.
I'm actually out here running. Thank you.
I'm more slim now. Thank you. I like that everyone has gotten to like kind of adopting like healthier like habits and stuff.
I've literally seen my whole timeline. Like I'll see like people even on my Instagram, people post up like their nightclub like stats and they're running whatever. And people have even messaged me. And be like, yeah, I want to start running. Like, how did you do it? Blah, 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 blah. I started running because I was depressed.
Yeah.
That was the original reason. Yeah. I just felt like I needed to do something more productive than just kind of, like, sit and wallow in it. So I started running, and it helped me so much. Over the past 2 months,
yeah,
it's got me out of a really, really bad kink. So now I've come out of it, and I just enjoy doing it.
You're in that space where you're loving, just, yeah. And you're seeing the progress as well. So
I love it.
I'm sure that's rewarding too.
It was really good because it meant when I was running, it gave me headspace. So I just got to just think about a lot of stuff just putting it where I needed to put it. But then obviously I'm getting in shape. So it's releasing good like energy, basically, rather than the negative of like staying at home, sleeping. Literally. That's what was happening. But now, fam, even though my thighs are burning, I'm in the zone.
Big up everybody that's getting their and running.
Yeah, fam. Big up everyone that's even just getting their life in order, fam.
Yeah.
Lockdown ain't been easy, man.
To keep their life in some type of order during the time and stuff like that. And adopting healthier habits, whatever you've been doing, or however you've been coping, really, because, it's been crazy. And, yeah, man.
Real talk.
See you guys on the next episode.
Take care, guys. Peace. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and all that jazz.
Yeah.
Peace.
Yeah, all of that.